truck started to gather momentum now. The Jeep vehicle, dead in front of them, skidded to a stop. The decontamination-suited driver and a second man jumped from it, running for their lives. There was no time to swerve away from the vehicle.
Watch out!
He double-clutched down into second. The nose of the truck cab impacted the vehicle. Michael upshifted past the total view. A fireball belched skyward, black and orange, the heat searing for an instant against the bare flesh of his left hand and the left side of his face. He hoped it didn't affect the canister. APCs were starting to move, more of the Jeeps and two motorcycles starting in pursuit. For the first time, Michael took an instant to assess their surroundings.
Subarctic, snowy, mountainous, trees in the distance.
But nothing that looked like an entrance to an underground city of any sort, let alone the underground city of Soviet leadership. Motorcycles came on fast, nearly even with the trailer, as Michael cut the wheel left, aiming toward the mouth of the valley ahead of him.
Shit!
Afraid that they were able to monitor that tracking signal on the radio set.
Michael looked behind them. The motorcycles, one man on each machine, had to be dead even with the trailer, hugging the sides. He could barely make out the man on the right. The one on the left reached up for the catwalk. He would jump for the canister.
Otto!
Hammerschmidt leaned out the cab window, then tucked back.
I cannot shoot! The one on the side is too close to the canister!
Michael reached to his left cab, grabbing the handle of the life support system 2 knife. He drew the blade from the sheath.
Here, and hang on to it. I can't replace it.
I'll try.
Blade in hand, Hammerschmidt was gone, swinging out onto the running board. Michael glanced back. He could see Hammerschmidt between the cab and the trailer. Hammerschmidt leapt down to the catwalk and grabbed the handrail running the length of the canister. He used the knife to hack at the fingers of the man trying to grab for the catwalk. The motorcycle and rider disappeared in a bloody spray of snow. The man on the left was on the catwalk. His motorcycle spun out into the snow. The man edged forward. There was a blur in the rearview mirror. Hammerschmidt, the German captain of commandos, scrambled between the canister and truck cab to tackle the Soviet, driving the man down to the catwalk. The knife flashed in the dying sun for an instant. It then drove downward. It seemed like less than a second later, and the body of the man in the decontamination suit was launched from the catwalk and into the air. Hammerschmidt waved that he was all right. They were on a comparative straightaway now. Michael mentally translated kilometers into miles, realizing that the speedometer was telling him the truck was flat out on a level straightaway and at a little less than 60. The APCs seemed to be bettering his speed from a distance. They were closing. He had no idea where they would go, how they would evade the Russians, if they could evade the Russians. His mind raced as the truck raced, wondering where he could hide a vehicle this size if they even got the chance. He was freezing cold, one level somewhere inside of him afraid, but too preoccupied with staying alive to let the fear concern him. Michael Rourke kept driving.